Okay, everybody. I think you know by now, I'm kind of obsessed with the perfect fitting jean, and I am now obsessed with Good American. Because how many of you have your favorite pair of jeans? Why are they your favorite? All right, let me guess. You love them because they're comfortable. Okay, we all love a comfortable pair of jeans, but do you love them because they're cute? Do you love them because they make your butt look good? Do you love them because you can wear them all the time from daytime errands to a night out on the town? All right, if you know what I'm talking about, you have got to try Good American jeans. They are the hottest jeans, but seriously, so comfortable. And once you try them, they're going to be your new favorite brand. You guys, I love Khloe Kardashian. She's just the sweetest, loveliest girl. And when I heard she had a brand of jeans called Good American, I was like, okay, I love Khloe. I'll check them out. And Good American was co-founded by Khloe Kardashian and Emma Gred in 2016. But here's what blew me away. The fit, the quality. Good American designs premium denim, activewear, and more. But what's really cool about Good American is that they make their clothing to fit all body types, sizes from 00 up to 24. And they're about body positivity, extreme inclusivity, and breaking down barriers because they believe all women should be celebrated and that everybody deserves to be shown off. I couldn't agree more. What's cool about Good American is that these jeans actually fit your hips and your waist. They don't have that gap. You don't get that muffin top. These jeans fit everyone really, really well. They're super stretchy, but good stretchy. Not like, oh my God, they're so tight, I can't eat lunch. They're stretchy like they're holding me in and they're not going to be saggy by lunchtime. You can get 20% off site-wide and free shipping on orders over $100. You know, I love free shipping. I hate paying for shipping. It's so irritating. Go to goodamerican.com/Heather. That's goodamerican.com/Heather. And your discount is going to be applied at the checkout. That's 20% off site wide and free shipping over $100. Goodamerican.com/Heather. Trust me, you're going to love it. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it two times a week right here on Podcast One. Okay, welcome back.
Hello.
Okay, where were we?
Destination weddings. Were you going to talk shit about it again? Are you going to tell me just don't do a destination wedding because you feel like it was a disaster?
No, I think what I was thinking was it sucks for the guests that are not in your wedding. That's what I was going to say.
Oh.
because there were some people at the hotel that were not part of the gala that were pissed.
I would have been pissed too. So maybe that's a good tip. Make sure you call and find out if there's any events going on.
Exactly. And I've never, in all these years, I have never thought to do that.
Yeah.
But just think about it. So you go to this hotel. Here's your big trip. You get there. You check in. You go to the pool. It's not open.
Yeah.
The restaurant's not open. There's a private event at each of the locations. You basically can't use the facilities.
There's loud music all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta ask.
Not great. I mean, no. Unless, and you knew for sure that they weren't part of the.
I didn't hear them. Nancy was telling me that she heard them complaining.
Oh, okay.
I don't blame them. I would have complained too.
Yeah.
But I think because I would tell you probably 90% of the people there were for the gala.
Mm-hmm.
You would think you would tell.
The few guests.
Yeah.
That there's going to be an event.
Right?
Yeah. I have a girlfriend that's getting married in Mexico. I think it's Puerto Vallarta. And there's this boutique hotel, but she's renting out the whole hotel.
Right.
That way it's just the family.
What's the hotel, you know?
I don't remember the name of it. I think she's getting married there this summer. But I'm like, that's the way to do it.
For sure.
Yes. I think that's very cool.
But I think it's also cool. And depending on how big your group is, there's a lot of places if you want to do a destination that you can rent a house. And I mean like a house.
Yeah.
Like 15 bedrooms.
I would hate that.
Oh, it's not me either. But I'm saying people love that.
Yeah.
They love it. There's a chef so that people could just come in and out. And all that. You know what the greatest thing I heard is? We have a friend who's building a house in Mexico, in Chilano Bay. Is that what it's called? And apparently this is very popular, but I've never heard of this. They build the main house, and then everything else is a casita. So there's no bedrooms in the main house.
Oh, I like that.
So the main house is the kitchen and the family
hub.
Room and the hub. It's where people hang out. And then everyone goes back to their casitas. Think about how great that is.
That I love. It's funny. My sisters and I would always talk about having that like just in our houses, like having like one main kitchen and then everyone having their houses attached. Like when we get older.
That's basically what it is. Well, you kind of want to live like with the polygamists, like big love.
Right, right.
You're all connected by a yard.
Totally. Oh my God.
So?
And we would too. It's so funny.
No, we've been laughing about Hawaii and the comments are so funny. Natalie gets all the, don't listen to Heather. Uh-huh. You need to have your wedding wherever you want. And I'm getting the, she's not a Hawaii girl. Why would she want to go there? Are they going to have a luau? The men are going to wear Hawaiian shirts. You're going to roast a pig. I'm really not putting down Hawaii, by the way. I do. I think Hawaii is very pretty.
I don't know.
Again, I'm just not a Hawaii person. Yeah. I think growing up on the East Coast,
right.
When I was in high school, it was like a 13-hour trip to look at basically what I thought was Florida.
Right.
There were palm trees.
We would go to Hawaii when we were kids.
Right. So it's like your place.
I mean, it's not really our place, but it's not foreign to me.
Right. To me, I'm more of a Mexico person.
Right.
That
right.
To me, that's like, there's like culture and there's good food. And
I always get sick in Mexico. That's my problem.
Yeah, you can't go there then.
That, no, I know.
That's bad.
I know.
And I think also when you're planning a wedding, I think it's hard to, not hard, but it's challenging if you're going to go to another country because you
really
just
is.
Never know what's going to happen. I mean, do you remember when there was problems? Lindsay and I were talking about this, when there were problems on the beach at the Palmia. A few years ago.
That's right.
I mean, can you imagine? What if you planned a whole wedding at the Palmia and that happened and then what do you do?
Close it down.
I mean, of course this can happen anywhere. It's not just Mexico, but I don't know.
Oh, I can't even think about it. It's going to give me
another. My gosh, you have so much time. And you're going to change your mind 72 times.
So for sure.
It doesn't really matter.
Exactly. You'll
have, by the way, after the baby comes, you're going to have you're going to settle in and then you're going to just change what you think about everything, I feel like.
So. We had a conversation where it was like, should we just get married now? Just you and I. Just go get married. And then we'll have a wedding later.
But will you?
I think once the baby comes. But then, I don't know, the conversation got sidetracked and we never ended up talking about it.
I think it would be the same thing as when we were talking about the gender reveal.
You don't feel like it has a special moment?
No, I don't think that because I think a lot of people do that and that's exactly what they want to do. I'm worried you're not going to have a special moment. Like, Terry's
you know what
not
it is?
Romantic.
I think it's because I'm pregnant that I'm like, I don't. And that's my worries that I'm just doing because it's like, I'm in such a funk that it's like, let's just get married, you and I. Like, screw everything, screw everyone. Like, why do we have to have a big hoopla? It just, you know, it's you and I. But that's just me sort of having that one of the 72 ideas.
Okay, well, let's go backwards. This is exactly how you felt about your birthday and your gender reveal.
Right.
You were going to blow it all off.
Yep.
Because you're in a funk. You don't feel good. Mm-hmm. Totally. By the way, understandable.
Yeah.
But now that it's over, are you glad you did it that way? Or do you wish you had gone to dinner? Like,
no, that's true. I think it's just part of the process. And the idea of spending thousands of dollars on this wedding.
Right.
And why, especially when, I don't know. I guess it was like what we had was perfect for what it was. Mm-hmm. I guess when you think of a wedding, it's just so much bigger and the cost is so much higher that I feel like, do we want to do that? Or do we want to save that money and buy a house? Because right now we're trying to buy a house, but it's like, it's so expensive.
Yeah.
So it's like, what do you do? Do you spend
that
$50,000, $60,000, $80,000 on that or not?
Well, a lot of people choose to do houses instead. I mean, I know even like when I was getting married, there was a couple of couples whose parents who were, you know, had the means to pay for the wedding, offered them, we'll pay for the wedding or you can have the money. And most of them like sort of split it, like took some for the house and like to the smaller kind of deal. I don't know. I don't know because I had the big wedding, so I don't know how I feel. But I do think about like Tawny and Mark Olson. So they eloped 10 years ago and it's always bugged her. And here they are 10 years.
Yeah.
She's buying a dress. She's doing a big deal. Like she feels like she missed it.
Because they knew they didn't have money. And she had told me, she was like, we didn't have money and we were waiting for the day that we could say, okay, let's do it the way we want to. And I love that. I think it's cool. I think it's...
So maybe there's something in the middle. I mean, does it have to be like eloping the two of you or a gazillion dollar wedding? Is there no happy medium?
That's where I thought a destination would be a happy medium. But then you start thinking about it and it starts and it adds up. And then it's like when you invite one group. Now you're inviting 120 people, and they're probably all going to end up showing up because, you know, I mean, knowing my family, they would all end up showing up.
They end up showing up. And I agree with you. And I think what escalates is, because I know we were talking about, and, you know, I'm kidding with you, obviously. Wherever you want to go, I'm going to be there. Yes. You can't. Wild horses wouldn't drive me away. I'll probably come if you elope. Surprise!
Coco has a dress. She's a flower girl. Go. Throw the flowers. Go. Just like we rehearsed.
You can't do this to me. So I am kidding about all that stuff. But when you go somewhere like that, like I'm saying, and this is what I was thinking about when I was sitting in Cabo, is that anytime I've been to a destination wedding, that you have to entertain everyone. And even my wedding was not a destination for me because I lived in California, but it was a destination for everyone else.
Right.
Because my parents lived in Europe and most of my friends came from New York. And so I would say, for the rehearsal dinner, you know, a lot of times you just have the wedding party and the out-of-town guests. It was probably 85% of my wedding guests were at the rehearsal dinner.
See, that's crazy to me.
But, like, that's what you do because they have flown all this way and they've spent all this money and you have to feed them and you have to entertain them and you need welcome baskets and you need – I mean, it's like – but that's what ends up happening. It's a whole big deal. I don't know.
It's a lot.
I feel like you could still have a happy medium, though. Or would you do an engagement party and elope? No, because you feel like you had an engagement party?
I don't know. And then it's like, well, I regret not walking down an aisle in a white dress. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You will.
Yeah. Like,
Yes, you will. You know.
Or maybe, like, why does it have to be next year? Maybe we wait until we're more financially sound.
Let's remember the ring.
I know. But it's a big – I mean, at this point, it's really a wedding or a house.
I don't think they have to be mutually exclusive. What I honestly really think you should do,
we don't have family that would help with that. So that's why it's purely us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, you know, I feel like you could still throw, especially with Riley's connections and, you know, and all that and everyone, you could still have something kind of beautiful even if it's not 200 people and, you know – Kiara Frogden, that I sent you her. I'm probably not pronouncing her last name correctly, but you know what I'm talking about. It doesn't have to be that. But what I really think is that you cannot decide anything until after I have the baby.
Oh, for sure. Oh, 100%.
Because what I do think is if you run off and get married and just say whatever, and then you have the baby and you feel totally differently, then you blew it. You can always run off and elope if you want to.
Right.
But why? I mean, like, why do it now as opposed to 6 months from now?
Just so that I can call him my husband kind of thing?
Call him your husband. How about Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins were together for like 40 years? Who cares? They never got married.
Right.
Whatever. What do you care what anyone thinks? Call him your husband.
Yeah, but this is like the other thousand things that go through my mind. But then am I not enjoying the whole fiancé moment? You know what I mean?
Fiancé is good.
Yeah.
Well, but for me, you know, it was my favorite moment.
I know you loved your fiancé.
I say extend fiancé.
Right. So maybe if we just do that and call it. And once the baby comes, I'll have my hormones back to normal, see how I feel, get my body back, get my mind right, and then go from there.
Because I think you will have a more distinct feeling.
Yeah.
Because you may have the baby. Like what I think is, think about it in January.
Uh-huh.
Like have the baby, lose your weight, get through the holidays, stop thinking about it, enjoy the holidays with the baby, you know, a lot of firsts happening there. And then all of a sudden it's 2020 and you will be able to see in 2020.
But do you have to, can you plan a wedding in that? I mean, if I want to do
it. 9 months? Yes. Of course.
Really?
Yes. For sure.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. By the way, most people, that's when they start. Most people don't wait a full year.
Really?
No, I don't think so. Hmm. Now, look, there's some places you have to book out, like the Plaza.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
But clearly we're not doing that kind of wedding anyways, so we could probably do it in a shorter amount of time.
Absolutely.
Okay, then we'll reconvene in January.
Okay. No, because I like talking about it, so it's still fun. We can still talk about it. But I do, but like, if I were you, I just feel like you shouldn't make a rash decision that you'll go, oh, darn it, I didn't feel good. And so,
right.
You know, when you wake up, sometimes you're like, I'm in such a bad mood. I just want to go to bed. I don't want to get out of bed. I'm just like, and you cancel everything. And if you had just gotten out of the bed and gotten moving and gotten your blood pumping and whatnot, you would have been okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like you need your blood pumping again. You need to get your water back.
Blood's pumping, all right.
Ugh. Max texted me.
Yes.
Right after school today, and she said she has swim practice. There's only 3 weeks left. I'm like, suck it up. Oh, you're fine.
She didn't want to go.
She's like, I don't know if I'm going to swim practice. I'm like, you're going. She's like, I don't know. I'm not sure I feel well. Really? I said, you feel fine.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel so much better afterwards. It's like going to the gym. Like, you never regret going to the gym.
No one wants to go, but once you're there,
you feel better.
Yes, for sure. I'm glad she
But I'd like to know why they're allowed to text me constantly.
Oh, gosh. How are the kids? How's Coco?
She's good.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't been here.
Right. She's great.
She's terrific.
I didn't sleep in my bed.
Not once. By the way, I could have used the distraction.
I know. Who did she sleep with?
She slept in her own room.
She did?
She did. Okay, actually, because Victoria was staying here while we were gone, she was like, no, you have to sleep in Max's room.
Uh-huh.
Because I need to earn my money. Because I took it back from her when she came into my room. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But now I'm taking her away and we're going to be sleeping in the bed together. So that kind of blows that.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. So the Sultan of Brunei. This is so despicable and so disgusting. And this happened a few years ago. And now here we are again. So if you're an adulterer or you are gay, they are going to stone you to death.
I mean,
stone you.
It's 2019.
Throw stones at you until you die.
What is that? I know. So I guess my question then is, for all the staff, so everyone's boycotting these specific hotels. So what happens to the staff?
I don't know.
I mean,
like, it's completely unfair to people that work
so
there.
It's so sad. It's so sad for them. But at the same time, you need to make up your point. I mean, unless other hotels took them in, if they quit and went to a different hotel.
Very hard to switch a job like that. And there's probably layoffs. It's terrible. But this is because of them, not the staff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because of the Sultan. But right. Well, I mean, what are you going to do?
But do they have so much money that doesn't matter? They could probably have zero vacancy for how long and they'd still be in business.
I'm sure you're probably right. They're gazillionaires.
It's so sad.
But how could you in good conscience go support and put more money into the pockets of despicable people like
this?
You just can't. So, you know, for our 20-year wedding anniversary, I wanted to stay at the Beverly Hills Hotel on the night of June 5th because that's our anniversary and obviously canceled it.
Yeah. Which I think that was the right move.
Yeah, well, it wasn't, by the way, it wasn't even
a question.
A question. It was just like, I mean, I went like this, F, you know? I'm like, fuck!
Ah! Right. And then I did a whole plan, but.
I had a whole plan. It was going to be very romantic, but what are you going to do? It is what it is. I refuse to support that.
Wow.
But I feel terrible for the staff.
Yeah.
Innocent people, more innocent people getting hurt by the Sultan's actions.
It's so insane. I can't believe this is still going on.
I know. In this day and age, stoning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But by the way, any kind of persecution.
Right. When will it end is the question.
I don't know.
Will it ever end?
So we went in a completely different direction right now. Ready? This is like now first world problems.
Uh-huh.
We went to sushi when we got home last night.
Yeah.
Ran over to Bluefin just to get a quick bite before we went home.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there, and Bluefin Sushi is a small restaurant, okay? Mm-hmm. So they're basically a sushi bar.
Yeah.
And then there's one row of tables.
Okay.
One row of a banquette and one row of chairs. Uh-huh. And then they space the tables out. They group them two together. So there's a four-top, two-top, four-top, two-top, 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 four-top, like that.
Yeah.
And there's not that many tables. We're talking about seven tables in the whole place.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting at a two-top across from each other, Terry and I. There is a four-top to the left of us, so two in front of two. And to the right of us is another two-top. And the two of them are sitting together on the same side of the booth.
And are they very narrow tables?
Yeah, there's no room at this place. I'm telling you, there's room for one person to sit there.
Is Terry sitting in the booth?
Terry likes the boots.
Right.
So Terry's sitting in the booth side, and there's no delineation between the,
whose table and where does that end? And
it's just a long banquette. So he's like sitting next to this guy who has no idea of personal space. And then the guy is like sort of leaning and he's got his leg crossed with his foot up. So you can imagine like if you cross your leg and put your foot up at a right angle.
It's like this.
Like his foot is almost equal to our table.
Oh, no. Did you guys say something?
No, we were looking and I'm thinking, don't say anything because if you tell him, he's going to be irritated the whole meal, right? And then Terry's like, he finally goes, this is too irritating.
Oh, no.
Like, this guy is sitting so close to us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and the foot?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I know. And he goes, don't say anything. I'm like, I'm not going to say anything. But then another table got up and we're like, you know what? Can we just move to that table over there? And we just moved, didn't say anything. But like, why don't people understand personal space?
And
like
they didn't
that?
Even look at you to give them like the eye? Like,
no. And I didn't want to have a thing with that.
Right.
I mean, literally, the restaurant's so small, it would be weird to say something.
Yeah.
But just how strange.
It is.
Now, listen, if we had not been there, okay, mm-hmm. and the restaurant were empty, okay, you like to sit next to each other on that side of the table?
Right.
That's fine. But as soon as someone sits next to you and the place is small, wouldn't you
feel like it's almost rude?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Especially with the foot up.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
And especially if a guy's on the booth, you'd think, okay, put the girl there. That way there's more space. I just feel it's just sort of like common sense.
The reason why Terry sits in the booth, first of all, you know, I have a short torso, so I like to sit in a chair because it's usually higher.
Yeah.
But also Terry doesn't like sushi.
Yeah.
So I like him to be comfortable and have a good view so he'll let me go there.
Right.
So he likes to sit there facing out. I face the wall. I don't really care.
Right.
The other thing is I was thinking also, we're on the trip. I was thinking about our honeymoon because, you know, you and I have been talking about mm-hmm. weddings so much and honeymoons and the whole thing. And I was thinking about Terry's wardrobe because here we are in Cabo and he's wearing the black leather jacket and black shirt and the black pants and the black shoes.
Does that give you anxiety a little bit?
No. Is it funny? Like I
really?
Used to care. So that's what I was thinking. Anyway, so I was thinking about weddings and honeymoons.
Yeah.
So when we went on our honeymoon to Italy, I like made sure he had all like fabulous clothes and, you know, linen, a cream linen blazer and, you know, beautiful things. He had great clothes. And the first night we got to dinner, we're in Venice and we're at the Cipriani Hotel. So you have to take like a launch. You have to take this little boat across to, you know, the main part of Venice. And I had bought him these Ferragamo shoes. Blah, blah, blah. We get across the thing, and he looks down and goes, oopsies.
Oh, no, what?
Because I had bought him two pairs of the same shoes, one brown, one black.
Oh, no.
And he had his left foot. I have a picture. I'll put the picture up. The left foot is brown. The right foot is black.
That is so great.
Like, oh, my gosh. I can't take him anywhere. And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, what am I going to do with him when we go to Europe?
There's nothing you can really do.
Is he just going to bring the leather jacket?
Doesn't he have a few nice ones? Like sport coats?
He does, but they're all black. And I also feel like they're a heavier weight. It's not really south of France-y. So there's this place. Have you heard of Suit Supply?
Yes, that's where Riley gets all his stuff.
He does?
He loves it.
Okay, so Nancy and Mike have gotten the stuff there too.
Yeah.
So there's a few of them, I think throughout the country actually.
Yeah.
And so there's one at Fashion Island, mm-hmm. and they told me that they'll make you anything. And so there's different price points. You could just buy stuff there or they'll make you something custom.
Yeah.
Like you could bring something and be like, I love this jacket. Can you copy it, but with this fabric and these buttons and whatever?
And you walk in and there's just like galore of fabrics and different colors and the weights. And it's fabulous.
Really?
Honestly fabulous. Yeah. And they'll literally tailor you there and they'll grab jackets for you and they'll style you. They'll put together suits and they'll grab ties and pocket squares and they'll literally put together all the outfits for you.
I'm wondering if I should do that with him before we go.
I mean, you can try.
Not like that. I'm not going to make him all, you know, bougie and here's your 14 different color shirts. And
yeah.
He doesn't like stuff like that. But I was just thinking for the couple of nights that, you know, that you know, you need a jacket or because there's certain places you go into in Paris, you have to have a jacket on.
Right.
Not many places a tie still. Some places, but not every place. But I thought, how about like...
Or a color.
But I don't mind him being monochromatic. Yeah. I don't mind, but I like him in a crisp white shirt. And how about like a, you know, a black linen jacket?
Right.
Or just something. And just bring different color pockets. I don't know. He needs something. Like a lighter weight pant.
I like sweat when I see him in Cabo in all black.
He's fine.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's totally fine.
Oh, my back sweats down my rear. I sweat.
No, he loves it. And then he has his biology major look at the pool.
Which is what?
Oh, he has one pair of flip-flops. He won't let me buy any other thing. Uh-huh. But he's got the one pair. He travels with them and he never wears them. And I call him biology major because he wears his swim trunks or workout shorts, either one, which he will wear for both so he doesn't care, and like an Orange Theory t-shirt, socks, and sneakers.
Oh, he'll wear like a full gym outfit.
Yeah, because he'll go to the gym.
And then just take...
And then just come right to the pool.
Oh, interesting.
It's hideous. So I think when we were younger, I cared.
Yeah.
And now I don't.
Well, I think you've just given up.
Both.
Yeah. It's like,
but I really don't care. I mean, I really think 20 years ago, I would have been embarrassed.
Yeah.
If he was walking around like that, I would have been like, oh my gosh.
It's funny. It's not even embarrassing. It's more like, are you comfortable? Are you good?
That's He's very what, happy.
He is. Okay. Then I guess.
And he goofs on himself. He's like, I'm a biology major. What can I tell you?
That's so great.
He loves it though. When it comes to something as important as your family's safety, you need real protection with ADT. Real protection means not having to be your own 24/7 monitoring expert, because ADT has best-in-class monitoring professionals there for you at times you need it most. Real protection means having a safe and smart home custom fit to your lifestyle, with everything from video doorbells, surveillance cameras that stream to your phone, smart locks and lights, and carbon monoxide and smoke detectors. Real protection means wherever you go, the safety net of ADT is with you, with their ADT Go app and the SOS button. What's amazing is when we built our house, I did not know about ADT, and I wish I knew about ADT, because we would have paid a fraction of the price of what we actually paid, and we've had so much more service. Have you ever tried to spend the weekend installing a security system by yourself? No, don't do that. Let the pros design, install, and configure it for you. ADT Real Protection. Are you trying to self-monitor your home security? Why be glued to your phone 24/7 when you could have best-in-class monitoring professionals from ADT? That's Real Protection. You can control your smartphone with the ADT app or the sound of your voice. That's Real Protection. Visit ADT.com/podcast to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose from the best options for you fast. It's one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the new Name Your Price tool for yourself and join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Heather Dubrow's world.
It's just funny how people travel and how people pack. And,
yeah.
You know, when I've been thinking about the France trip, my first thought was like, I'm going to have steamer trunks. I'm going to have so many fabulous outfits. I'm going to have this and that. I'm mildly over it. I think I'm back to my normal.
What?
I have bought a bunch of things that I think are amazing. But, and it's not like I'm going to go with a carry-on. But, you know, I love my black and white.
Classics.
And I love my classics, and I've bought some things that I just love, but most of it's black and white.
Yeah.
And I love my stretchy dresses, and I like to be a little user-friendly like that.
Uh-huh.
I like it. Like, the same way he's comfortable in his black pants and his jacket or whatever, I love all those little stretchy dresses that just have slightly different straps and slightly different bottoms, and I put different shoes with them and different accessories.
But I think it's because you have such epic... Like your bags, that Valentino bag. It's Valentino, right?
Which one?
The big round leopard and...
Oh, it's Saint Laurent.
Saint Laurent.
Yeah.
I mean, that is like, you're taking that bag, right?
I don't know what I'm going to take yet.
What?
Well, I have
That's why you bought it.
I know. It's so, but now it looks so good in my closet. I don't really care anymore. But no, it's a very cool bag. But I have, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out like how many.
Like,
cool
is it realistic?
Bags. Is it realistic to hang around with? Because, all right, so my mom is the most unrealistic packer.
Okay.
Her clothes are very important to her, and she has matching shoes and matching, and these are the earrings. And like, I could switch it up. I could be like, okay, well, let's see. I want to bring that dress, but I really can only bring one pair of shoes with me. So I'll just bring that pair, which will be, she's like, no, no, no. Uh-huh. These are the shoes that go with that dress, with those accessories.
So she doesn't care if she has to pack three bags.
No, she doesn't care. And even if it's a hassle, she'll just deal with it. And she wants all of her things. Unpack them all. It means something to her. Yeah. She cares. For me, there is a hassle factor that sometimes I can't cross that threshold.
It's not worth it enough for you.
No.
To wear that specific shoe with that specific dress and those specific earrings.
No, especially if I'm going to be walking a lot and I realize this. Or if I know there's a boardwalk and there are stilettos and that's not conducive to stilettos. I think about stuff like that.
Does she unpack everything and put it away in the hotel?
Yes.
She does?
No, sometimes she leaves stuff in the bag.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the trip, to be honest with you, if they're moving around or if she's moving around or just staying in one spot. But usually she'll unpack as she needs, you know, to iron things and have them uncrease and the whole. Oh, you should see the way she packs.
Does she use tissue paper? Like, is she No. She just like sort of throws it in there too?
She folds everything.
Oh, okay.
But no, she doesn't pack like I do in the shoe bags and all that. But even when she comes to visit me, there's an outfit for every moment of the day with the accessories and the shoes. And I'll say, hey, mom, it's like hot outside. Or even when the kids were young and we'd go to the park, she'd have like a shawl draped over and this belt and this ridiculously large crossbody purse, which...
But it's because that's what in her head she already had planned, so she just sticks to it.
It's the outfit. So it doesn't matter that, you know, she's whacking the kid in the head at the park or whatever. It's like she needs the whole outfit together.
That's hilarious.
Is that crazy?
Is your sister like that? No.
No. And so so when I was at the Viceroy in the shop, they had this ridiculous lobster bag.
Yeah.
So I posted, I'm like, my mother would love this. And you know what? She writes me back. She goes, I'm more into fish. And sends me like a picture of a fish bag that she saw.
No, she didn't.
Oh, yes, she did.
That is so great. Oh, my gosh.
Her. Oh, my God. My sister is so funny, though. My sister was just visiting my mom down in Puerto Vallarta. And my mom is a hoarder, as you can tell from my stories, because there's the bag and the shoes and the thing. And so she's, you know, she wants to sell and move to LA and be closer to us and whatever. And so my sister finally says to her, so let's just say you actually sell your places and you move to LA. She's like, you know, you're not going to have a huge place. Like, what are you going to do with all of this stuff? You know, storage is so expensive and blah, blah. She goes, you have to get rid of some of it. So Skylar, my sister, she goes like this. I go, what is she going to do? And Skylar goes, I don't know. She goes, at least 40% of her clothes are aspirational.
Oh, God.
Is that the funniest thing ever? She's like, she's never going to fit in them again. And then she said another 10% are things she will, quote, repair or fix someday.
Oh, my gosh. So 50% of her clothes is literally useless.
Aspirational. Someday.
I mean, I don't blame her. I have a lot of someday clothes, and it's not good.
Yeah, but this is what I don't get, and this is why I know she's a hoarder, is that I'll say, Mom, why don't you purge? You know, if you haven't worn it in 3 years. But you don't understand. If I go on a cruise to blah, 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 and there's an evening of this, I will need that, and then I need those shoes.
Okay, I'm your
mother. Do you know how hard it is to find that color shoe with that particular heel to go with that thing? And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Here's the rub. She's still buying. So, because she'll tell me, no, my clothes are very good, and I would never get rid of everything I need. I never have to shop again. Yet, constantly shopping.
Huh. But is it like little things or is it like expensive, extravagant like things?
hard to tell with her because I get the story, you know, the, oh, it was a very reasonable deal.
Right.
It was on sale.
Oh.
For some reason, she gives me the wife math. Now that my dad's gone, why do I care? It's your money.
Maybe you'll end up giving Max the wife math, you know?
I hope one day. Not. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
I wonder how you're going to be with them.
I think that I will be more of a hands-on grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
And even you think even if they live in New York or here or there, wherever.
Well, I don't want to start a fight with my mother, which I already had 2 weeks ago about this very subject, but let's just jump in. Why not? The water's warm. You know, my opinion, and she doesn't agree with me, is that my parents chose to make their lives away from us because my sister and I moved to California a long time ago, mm-hmm. you know, 27 years ago.
Right. And this was your first move. It was from New York straight here.
Yeah. And they were living in Europe at the time. So they weren't here. And when they, to make a long story short, when they chose to, you know, get a place here, a summer home or a second home, it was nowhere near us. And of course, Skylar and I both got married and had children and stayed on the West Coast. It was never a plan to move back. Mm-hmm. So two kids, six grandchildren, and they just chose to let it hit here because my mom feels that we should be going to them.
Mm. So it had nothing to do with maybe finances or work or anything that had to keep them.
No, they retired. They had bought homes.
Okay.
No, wasn't that. It's just that that's what they wanted to do with their life and their retirement, which I respect.
Uh-huh.
It took me a long time to get to that point, but I respect the fact that that's what they wanted to do with their lives. That's their choice.
Yeah.
But you can't, like, if you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. You can't say, all right, well, this is what we've decided to do with our lives. So you, my children, now that even though you're married and you have your own children, you need to spend all your vacations here. So when it's winter, you come here and visit us here. And when it's summer, you go.
Right,
and you're
like,
not allowed to go anywhere else because we have these vacation homes. So you have to come stay with us.
Right. You're like, no, that's not how it works.
Not to mention the fact that, you know, you're a young married couple and you want to explore different things. And then you have young children and
travel.
You want to travel and you want to make your own choices and you know, seek out your own places that you love.
Right.
And then
right.
where you want to be. It's also easier, in my opinion, for two people with no children. Like,
yeah,
you know,
there's
people,
less of you to travel.
To
yeah.
see us.
Yeah, yeah.
It just makes more sense to me. So,
you think if all four kids of yours moved to, don't say New York, because you would move to New York, somewhere you wouldn't want to move?
I would get a pied-à-terre. So I feel like hopefully if our fortunes continue mm-hmm. the way they are, or even if we stayed here, we've been very lucky and done well and been successful and are planning well for our retirement, I would think that I'm not interested in having a big house anymore. Probably like when this house is done, when we leave here, I'm probably done.
Uh-huh.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to live in a high rise. I'm done with land and
high
property.
High rise?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You would not.
By the way, I'm already planning on it. So when Katarina graduates high school,
yeah.
Coco's graduating eighth grade, and what we're talking about doing is moving to LA.
Yeah, that I know, but you would.
Living in a high rise.
What?
Uh-huh. There's a great high rises there.
You're okay with all the people and like
it's
that
like living
whole
in a hotel.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you can go from this square footage to a smaller square footage.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're okay with it. 100%. Terry's okay with it?
Yeah, I think by that point he will. Yeah, we've talked about it. But I think by that point, yes, because remember, three of the kids will be gone. It'll
right.
just be Coco. We'll have extra space.
So you guys are serious about doing the whole LA thing.
Oh, yeah. It's time to move back.
Yeah?
Yeah. Soon.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Terry's like so on board with it.
Yes. It's very sleepy here.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And he's ready. Okay.
But we're talking about 6 years.
No, I know.
I mean, it's not tomorrow.
No, I know.
And I love our house and I love our life and I love our friends, but I just feel like, you know, we're looking down the road. So to answer your question, looking down the road, like what does that look like? To me, and these are my choices and hey, maybe I'll feel differently. We'll have to see. But to me, I would rather live in a smaller place and have, like, let's say one lives in New York and mm-hmm. one stays in California and one moves to Chicago.
Yeah.
Now I'm picking all good places.
I know.
But yeah, I'd rather have like a little, a small place just near them so I don't have to stay in a hotel when I go, yep. and I'm not on top of them.
You're not going
to
hover, yeah.
Because this is the problem with visiting your relatives. It's too much.
Right.
You know, they say fish, like house guests are like fish, they go bad after 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It's too much to be on top of someone. And then what ends up happening is you only visit them at holidays or major events. And that's the most stressful time to go. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like you create relationships with your grandchildren that way. It's right. the day to day. I feel like I have so many friends who are so lucky. Like, your daughter is going to have so many yeah. amazing family members around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, look, my sister and I decided to move across the country. My sister and I live an hour and a half away from each other, so it's not conducive to always hanging out.
Yeah.
But if you're lucky enough to have people in your space that can, yeah, and yeah, I'm very grateful for Danielle and Victoria, and thank goodness I have the means to, you right. know, have them, and they've become extended members of our family, which is incredible.
Yeah.
But would I love to have a grandmother? And we're lucky to have Chris, best mm-hmm. uncle ever. I mean, he's amazing. But, you know, he works. But when he can, he yeah. comes down, he helps out for travel.
They still know a little bit of having family around.
Yeah, it yeah. makes me really happy to have right. that. I wish we had that. And I think it would be cool, like I said, for, like, when my parents used to visit here, they'd come in, you're in my house, mm-hmm. it's my kitchen, it's my this, it's my that. It would be nice if they had a little place where the kids could have gone there. And now you're going to grandma's house.
Yeah.
And she's going to make you whatever she wants. And
they form a different bond, I think, that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. And they've never done like a just have like to send the kids over for 2 weeks kind of thing.
No. My mother used to say like this, like, I'd love to take the children on a cruise.
Yeah.
But remember, I also have a very big age spread.
Right.
And so this one was too young. And then, you know, the
it's hard. It's
yeah.
hard.
Oh, and they gosh. Weren't really living here. I'm not yeah. trying to throw them under the bus. I'm just saying that it's not their jam.
Right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's not who they are. That's not who my dad was. And that's not really who my mom is. My mom's a fabulous person. But she's just like, she likes her friends. And she likes to paint. That she likes to go out for lunch. And she, you know.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, that's just, it's what they've done for so many years. So I think it's just sort of like their routine, you know, and it, well, now it's her routine. So.
And she's figuring out what she's doing now.
Yeah.
And she says she wants to move here because she wants more relationship. But I'm going, you know, the twins are now.
Yeah.
Almost driving. And, you know, it's like.
It's going to be different.
It's going to be different. But I think it's great. And I think it would be terrific because, and I said to her, I go, I would like to see you more often and not. Like, it's a holiday. You know, every time we see her, it's...
It was like a stressful something.
Something. It's like a wedding. It's like a bat mitzvah. It's
right.
like a... So there's 100. It's not like you're sitting around hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's the marathon visit where you're staying at my house on top of me.
Go.
You know, lecturing the children. And yeah. it's a lot.
Yeah. I think it's better for a relationship, too, when you can sort of breathe and be like, want to go for lunch?
Exactly.
Let's do... Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, on the phone, it's great.
Yeah.
We talk, whatever. But it would be nice to say, hey, I'm up in L.A. on Wednesday, because she would move up there. Mm-hmm. It would be nice if I could say, hey, I'm up in L.A., want to have lunch.
Exactly.
Or I'm doing my podcast. Do you want to meet for dinner afterwards? Yep. You want to this, that? That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
That's what – so when I talk about what I think our future looks like with our kids, depending on where they end up settling down and what their lives are like, I mean, that's what I would like. I would like to be able to be present – in my grandkids' life as much as I can without being intrusive to my kids' families.
Right.
You know, because that's their family. And
exactly.
even though I want to be a big part of it, I want to respect the fact that they will have significant others and their own nuclear family dynamic, and they're allowed to have that.
Right, and their own traditions and whatever
they
decide.
And they're
allowed
to go on vacation yeah. by themselves, and you don't always have to come with us. But yeah, like once a year, let's
yeah.
all... You know, do something. Yeah, something. But you have to create those traditions. And guess what? It has to be fun to all hang out together.
Exactly. That's the other thing.
Because if it's a disaster, and that's one of the other things too, is like, you know, sometimes families don't operate the same way. Like Terry and I are like that too, I guess, because for me, I am a little more malleable. Oh, right. You don't want to.
Yeah.
You're not hungry. All right. Cancel the dinner plans. Let's sit at the bar and let's just have like some.
You're a little more go with the flow.
I'm a little more go with the flow. My parents were always like, we have a reservation.
Yeah.
And we're going, even though everyone just ate 2 hours ago. we're going to dinner.
Yeah. It's also hard, though, because you don't know who they're going to marry, the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that could also play a factor of, well, you know what? Max's husband doesn't like so-and-so's husband or this, you know what I mean? That can always be a thing. So then you may have to play mediator and try to get them all together. I mean, who knows what's...
It's very complicated. Yeah. But I will say this. I've seen with some of my extended family where issues like that have come up.
Uh-huh.
Usually the siblings handle it in a pretty...
Oh, good.
Okay, wait. Because you know what? You don't have to be best friends with everyone. Mm-hmm. That's okay. It's really just about being respectful and saying, okay, you know what? It was like Terry with his mom's boyfriends over the years.
Right.
Terry would go crazy, could stand them. Ah, I said that, and that. I go, what do you care?
It's not, yeah.
You don't live with him. What do you care? For 3 hours, so he's going to say something you're not going to like. Your mother's happy. He takes care of your mother.
Exactly.
Aren't you happy that she's happy? Let it go.
Did he?
Yes.
He did.
Oh, he's been so much better in the last few years.
Good.
No, absolutely. But you have to get to that point.
Right, right.
Boy, we've really gone off on a tangent.
No.
Here. My goodness.
Oh, gosh.
Have we depressed everyone thoroughly? But anyway, that's the plan. I'm going to plan to get a place wherever they are.
I like it. I think that's a good plan.
I want to be able to spend a period of time and go, hey, you know, why don't I pick up the kids
today
and you guys go to dinner and they can come sleep at grandma's house.
And not just a holiday.
No.
Just like, hey, guys, I'm going to be there on this random 2 weeks or whatever.
Or if she says so-and-so has a show.
Yeah.
Do we want to come?
Right.
Yeah, I want to come.
That's so crazy. And it's going to happen. It's inevitable. Isn't that insane?
Oh, I love it. I can't wait to see. And now, you know, and you can see this there because now you have this little baby cooking inside of you. And it's so interesting to watch them develop their personalities, see what, and even like, it's funny because you know how I always call the twins like douchey and all that.
Yeah.
Boy, they're really, I don't want to say it out loud because then it's all going to go to hell, as you know. But it's so fun to watch them now have dinner with us and have conversations.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, obviously, since the whole school scandal thing has been, you know, talked about so much. We're talking about colleges and we're now looking up, you know, where to go and what you need to get in and the whole thing. And I'm so excited to see what they want to do. Nikki wants to stay in California.
He does.
Oh, he wants to stay close to home.
Okay. Which you sort of, you guessed that one.
Mm-hmm.
And what does Max want to do if she wants to leave?
Oh yeah, she's out.
Yeah? Where does she want to go?
I think she'll be in New York.
Yeah.
So here are my predictions. I think Nikki will stay in California, Southern California. Somewhere. I think Max will be in New York or Connecticut.
Uh-huh. And then come back? Or do you think she'll end up staying? Do you think she'll love it so much?
I think it depends. I think it depends what kind of... If she really stays with this medicine thing, which she seems to really love, I guess it depends what kind of doctor she wants to be.
Mm. That'll depend on where she ends up going.
And,
yeah.
So we'll see with that. But can I see her on the East Coast? Yes.
Okay.
Katarina, I wasn't really sure, but she loves musical theater so much that she's desperate to go to New York.
Oh my gosh.
So who knows? I mean, she might end up in New York also. And Coco?
She's just a gamble.
I don't know. I mean, I could see her in Europe. I have no idea. She'll be living in Asia or Europe.
Studying abroad just every,
I could see her doing that.
God, that's so incredible.
Which would be awesome.
I can't wait to see, I can't wait to see that.
It's so cool. I'm so excited that you get to have this experience and watch this little baby grow.
I know.
Who do you think she's going to look like?
We keep talking. Just like you.
She's going to look like me.
I don't know. We keep going back and forth. I think she'll probably have darker hair. I think she'll be lighter skin, actually. Just by looking at like my sister's kids.
Yeah.
Jackie was always the darkest, so Liam's a little darker. But Jessica's kids are more like olive tone,
mm-hmm.
with blondie brown hair. So I don't know. They might end up looking like them. But I had like jet black hair, and he had platinum blonde hair.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm thinking it's going to be something in the middle.
Huh?
I know.
Genetics are the weirdest thing.
It's so crazy. But then sometimes it can end up looking like the aunt or the uncle or the.
Look at Nikki.
I
used to call him Mistake
crazy.
At the Lab, and then he got mad and he got upset. And I was like, I'm sorry, I won't say that anymore.
So sad.
Because look at him with the green eyes and the red hair. And like,
all of your kids have colored eyes.
It's the weirdest thing ever. And my eyes could not be any darker.
Who has colored eyes in your family?
My dad had the most, no one got his eyes. His eyes were beautiful, piercing green eyes.
Okay.
And Terry's grandfather, blue eyes.
Okay.
And Terry's mom has Hazel. But she's got that yellow-green Hazel. And Terry is Hazel. But he's got... Because if you just glance at him, you might think he has brown eyes. But if you look at his eyes, they're that yellow-green-brown Hazel. Because there's two different kinds of Hazel. There's that Hazel, and then there's blue-green.
Right.
So Terry and Max have that green-brown-yellow Hazel, like Terry's mother.
Uh-huh.
Katarina has blue-green Hazel.
Yeah.
Coco's eyes... I mean, Nikki and Coco's eyes... They change from blue to green. Very light.
It's so bizarre.
It's so bizarre.
Like, that's insane. You got so lucky.
And mine are dark, 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 dark. All the kids are always like,
kids
you're the only
eyes.
One in the family with brown eyes.
Shit, brown eyes. Riley has like a hazel eyes. His dad has blue eyes. My grandmother has blue eyes.
Oh, you could definitely end up with
I'm really hoping.
My favorite combination is black hair and blue eyes.
Oh, my God. I mean, are you kidding? That's like the goal. That's a dream.
That's what Coco has.
Riley was like, if she has dark hair and blue eyes, we're locking her in her room. She's never getting out of that room. So funny.
That is so funny. Gosh. So are we set on the name?
We're set on the name. Yeah.
It's very exciting.
It is very exciting.
We still have not figured out where we're having the baby shower.
I know. We need to talk about that.
Can everyone send us suggestions? I've already started getting party game suggestions.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Not like cheesy ones, right?
No. Good. A couple of good ones. Okay. So keep sending us the party game ideas. But you guys, if you live in Orange County, where should we have the shower?
Yeah.
Because I've been thinking about it.
You're right. It's going to be June, so it'll be hopefully...
See, June is so iffy because you get that June gloom. We were talking about this a few weeks ago because I was saying, or a week ago, because I was saying for our wedding, which was June 5th, we almost had bad weather.
Well, if it's indoor, who cares?
But that's why I'm thinking maybe just...
But if it's...
Maybe take like Ina, when she had her baby shower, they had to move the location at the last minute.
Oh, really?
Because of the weather. And she was like scrambling and it was like...
Right. So maybe just indoor. Just forget all the other elements that could go wrong.
Yeah. Maybe it needs to be inside. Which is such a bummer in Southern California though. Mm. Oh, you're so sick.
Oh, it's like coming up.
Is anything helping?
No.
No cravings at all?
Oh, I get cravings all the time.
What are you craving?
Weirdly, like sandwiches all the time.
What kind of sandwich?
Like... BLT kind of sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I've never craved mayo and bread. It's disgusting.
Is it toasted?
Wants to vomit every time I say that, but I don't know why, but I do. It's toasted.
That sounds good.
It's delicious.
Now you need salad pizza.
I know.
What else?
What else have I craved? I mean, it's just carbs galore. Is crazy. I didn't go near a carb before, and now I just can't go near a salad. Like nothing green.
Nothing green?
Nothing green. I literally just, it will not go down.
And what about protein?
Protein I can do. Any protein I can do.
Even fish?
I can do fish. Yeah.
I thought for sure you'd be sushi. Really?
The other night, like I have like random, but a lot of citrus, like a lot of fruit, a lot of oranges.
Yeah. Because this, you know why? I think it's because that sour makes you feel better.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm having a lot of acid reflux.
Oh, can you take anything? Are you allowed to take Protonics?
I don't know. I didn't ask her.
Should ask.
I know.
Poor girl. You guys, what's the name of that medicine?
I probably simply need to get on Zofran.
There's the Zofran, but there's also... There's Zofran, but there's another medicine I started to tell you about, and I don't know the name of it.
For the acid reflux?
For the nausea. Oh. And I never used this, but I had a girlfriend who swore by it, and it tastes like cotton candy.
Oh, right.
But I don't know the name of it. So if anyone knows the name of that, and in a polar...
And you chew it.
I think it's dissolvable.
Okay.
I think it dissolves on your tongue.
Okay.
So there's that one. And then in a total polar opposite question, what's the name of that medicine that you take that when you have your period, it makes the flow lighter?
Oh, I remember that. Didn't you almost take it or you were
going to take it? I had it and I ran out of it and I need it.
Yeah. I don't know.
So we need those two medications. Yes, I could ask Terry.
I was going to say, I
wanted to tell you.
What?
The ring.
What about the ring? Oh, right.
The ring.
Oh my God, the photo, by the way. That photo... I die. You
made the Wayne and Garth.
I had to because you were like, it's like Wayne's. I'm like, yeah, but you're like both.
Okay, so here's what happens. All right. So I was, as you know, yeah. Didn't want a new ring. I was promised the night it wasn't going to happen. We talked about all this.
Yes.
So I have the ring, and right after we were recording, I said, you know what? I'm going to show him tonight.
Yeah.
So we're in the bathroom. My hair was pulled back.
After dinner kind of thing?
It was before dinner.
Oh.
It was before dinner. So it was before dinner, and Terry's in the bathroom, like, doing his pills, like his supplements, in his little pill pack, whatever. And I go into the bedroom, and I pull out our wedding album. And I go, hey, listen. I go, sit down for a sec. And I give him this really nice speech. And I pull out the wedding album, and I open it to the page where our left hands are together right after we get married with the rings on.
Yeah.
So it's got my engagement ring on and the little band next to it. Yep. And his and whatever. So I pull it out, and I give him the whole speech I told you I was going to give. Yeah. Him. I was never really sentimental about this, blah, 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 blah. And now I am, and Yossi, and 14 carats. And I went back, and he said it for me. And so when I go, and here it is. And I open it up, and he goes, okay.
Oh, he just did not.
He goes like that. Okay, do you love it? I go, yeah, I think you did a good job, don't you? He goes, yeah, it's great. Good. Awesome. Because do you want to wear the cap now? I'm like, uh-huh. So I was wearing it, and he pulled out the hair-growing cap, the capillus or whatever it is, stuck it on my head, hit the press button, had it on. I put my glasses on, and I'm like, I'm the most hideous person. I go, take a picture of me, please.
That is so funny.
And you can see in the picture, go back to the picture on my Instagram. Go to @HeatherDubrow on Instagram. Go back to the picture with Wayne and Garth and me, and you will see the ring. I'll post a better picture.
It's beautiful.
Yossi at 14 carats, this is not an ad for him. I just love the guy. He's the greatest. And you know what's so funny? He did all the Bellows rings too.
He did?
Yeah, 14 carats did.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting.
not him, but his company, yeah, 14 Carats. I can't remember the name of the gal that they use. But anyway, so that was it. That was the moment.
Oh, gosh.
And now the moment is gone. Here's my next question. One more question before we go. I need to talk about my hair. Uh-huh. I've made a decision.
What?
When I come back from Europe, I'm cutting my hair.
And you don't want to do it before you go?
No, because I like to put my hair up so much, and especially when I travel. And I just feel like I want long flowing hair.
Okay.
I don't know. Just do. So the ends are so bad. Oh, my gosh. When I was looking at the video of your gender reveal and engagement, all that.
Yeah.
The ends of my – it looks fried. It's so bad. It needs to be cut. So I decided maybe I'll add some extensions. But I don't want to damage my hair because I do want to cut it and – but I just thought, like, short term.
Yeah.
So my friend Stormy, not Stormy Daniels, uh-huh. My friend Stormy told me about these things called keratin mini wisps.
Okay.
And they're like these little wefts of hair, and instead of glue, they attach with keratin.
Okay. It's supposed to help your hair?
It's just not supposed to damage it. But then here's
that
the other.
That scares me.
Right? But they're tiny little wisps, and they, like, with heat or with cold fusion or something, they attach. I know, because Kelly's like, don't do it. You're going to ruin your hair. But then
And then when you put your hands through your hair, if Terry wants to put his hands in your hair, all he feels is like the disgusting, and it feels gross.
Well, I felt Stormy's. And I have felt my friend's hair that have extensions before, and I agree, it's awful.
Yeah.
But when I felt through her hair with the mini wisps, it wasn't
bad. Does she have a lot of hair, though?
No, she's like me. Like, she has hair, but the hair itself is fine.
Okay.
So I actually thought it was pretty good. Anyway, so today I went into Soho Salon to Kirsty because she was coloring my hair with that color print, hair print, whatever it's called, the only one I'm not allergic to. And one of the gals there was asking her about it. And so she was like, yeah. She's like, it could be this, it could be that. But then she showed me these other little wisps. I'll get the name of it for you. Remember the tape-in ones that Kelly used to give me? All right, so the tape that I waxed my scalp with? Mm-hmm. The tape-in ones that I was using had like a 2.5-inch band.
Okay.
So you'd put 3 on each side. It would fill you up a little bit. These are like 1/8 of an inch wide.
Okay.
And they're tape-ins, but they have like a little glue thing. Because what this girl was saying was, even those keratin mini wisps have weight to them. So they're pulling on the root of your hair. So even if the glue isn't damaging, it's still weight. And it can really damage the roots, and you're going to have a problem. These that tape in and have the little glue, you actually physically could take out with alcohol, but they don't weigh anything.
Okay, and why not clip-ins?
They, by the way, clip-ins weigh also.
Yeah, but that's like for the night, and then you just take them out.
I have not had that much success with the clip-ins. I always feel like you can see that bump. And again, my hair isn't... I think if you have thicker hair or if your hair is colored so it's got texture to it,
right?
Kind of you bulks it up a little bit. My hair...
So you're okay to commit to something like that.
It's not that much of a commitment. I mean, I can actually put them in and take them out
the same night if you wanted to, but you have to put the alcohol, like it's a process still.
Right. So what I was thinking about doing is having it done like at the beginning of May and seeing if I like it. Uh-huh. So that way I can wear them for a few weeks and see if it's user friendly, see how I like styling it.
Yeah.
And see if it makes sense. And if I like it, I'll just keep it
right
through the trip. And then when I get back, I'll take them out.
I like
and
it.
And chop my hair off.
Yeah, I like it. But what if it... Oh, you're keeping them through the trip. If not, take them out before the trip.
Yeah, if not, I'll just take them out. I mean, I could always
what
get one
of wax,
those...
What if it waxes you before
it, the... It won't wax.
Okay.
Because they're so small. I mean, the problem with the one I did before is they weren't the right length. They weren't the right color. And I can have these all matched. And I just was, you know, being last minute about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you guys think about it? Does anyone have any other ideas? Should I do it? Should I not do it? Is this going to be a shit show? What?
You're just so sensitive with stuff like that. I'm just worried something's going to happen. You're going to have a huge bump on your head because of the tape. And all of a sudden you have welts everywhere. Just be careful. I mean, if you're doing it in May, at least you have time before the trip.
By the way, right now, I'm telling you, I'm so stressed out. I've got an itchy red thing on my elbow.
Itchy scratchy.
My gums are receding. I've got a lump in my mouth. It's really bad. Okay.
You have to go pack.
And I have to go pack. All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much. Love you all so much. Think a good thought for me. As you hear this, I could be at a water park. So please.
Oh.
Think a good thought.
Yes.
Love you guys so much. Thank you all for the support. And we will see you guys all next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little dog on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.